Now, animal conservation is an incredibly important part of preserving Australia's unique biodiversity. To help preserve and document Australia's critters, the New South Wales government has announced the Community Wildlife Survey. Now, this survey is asking people to document and report any sightings of Aussie animals around where they are. The hope is that the program will provide a better understanding of how Australia's animal populations have changed in recent decades and how we can best protect some of our most vulnerable critters in the future. Now, to find out more about this great program, we are joined by Dr. Tom Celebrezze. He is the Science Director of the New South Wales Office for Environment and Heritage. He's going to talk us through the program. Tom, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Now, tell us how the survey works. How do people get involved and what does it involve?
So the survey itself is really simple. You just Google online for Community Wildlife Survey or New South Wales Community Wildlife Survey, and it comes straight up. It's on the OEH website, the Office of Environment and Heritage website. And it has two parts. There's a part about your local postcode, in which we're trying to understand not just what you've seen, but what you understand about animals in your postcode. So for many people in Sydney, that might come up blank, but we still want those negative results. We still want to know where animals are not. And then the second section is an interactive map, and you can zoom in anywhere in New South Wales and put a mark for any of these 10 animals that you might have seen yourself in the last 2 years.
Wow. Okay, so any time in the last 2 years, if you've seen animals, you can. Wow, this is interesting. What was behind the decision to kind of crowdsource this information?
There's no way that we could do this kind of work just through scientific studies by individual researchers. Having so many people out in the field, traveling around, seeing what they see, and submitting their memories for our data. Our data is really invaluable, and there's just no other way to get this kind of geographic coverage of New South Wales.
Mm. Now, some of the animals you're asking people to look out for include possums and platypuses and wombats and koalas and all those really iconic Australian animals. But on the list is also some species like foxes and deer. Why were they included in this?
That's right. And so it isn't just Australian animals. It's also introduced animals that we want to understand better so that we can manage wildlife. Obviously, foxes are a predator for all sorts of animals. And so they're an important pressure on native animals. And deer are poorly understood and quite widespread in New South Wales, we think. But we really want to understand where they've been seen.
Mm, very interesting. Well, there's been an accident involving a deer in a car this morning, which I thought, I didn't realize we had so many deer in New South Wales that there are.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, oh, dear. Exactly. Yeah. It's they're out there. So I didn't realize we had so many. How many people are you hoping will take part in the survey?
Well, we want to try to break 20,000. So I'm hoping that all of your listeners will either register online and tell us what they haven't seen or have seen in the past 2 years, or go on a field trip with their mates in the next 6 months and then tell us what they've seen, because we really would like to break through the 20,000 mark.
Oh, that's fantastic. I think that's a great day out. Take the kids, take some friends, go on a hunt and see how many of these animals you can see.
You know, it's true. So for my partner and I decided this year that we were going to see a platypus as our New Year's resolution. And it took us a couple of attempts, but we did see one finally down the south coast. So I actually used the survey to lodge that sighting.
Oh, fantastic. I think that's wonderful. What sort of trends are you expecting to see?
Look, it's hard to say, but I guess some of the animals are animals such as kangaroos of any species, including wallabies, which we know are quite abundant during the drought period. They might dip a bit. They might be found in different areas than where they're normally found. And interestingly, we're interested to know where they're not being seen. So those kind of animals, you know, almost everybody's probably seen a kangaroo of some kind in the last couple of years. So we still want to know about it.
Absolutely.
And also we want to know if you haven't seen one in your local area, because that's an actual result. You know, in the past, we found changes in koala populations, including increases in koala populations near Gunnedah in the 2006 survey. So, and that wasn't actually known. So finding that out through the community is really valuable. There's also an opportunity for people to tell us about threats to koalas in their area. So if any of your listeners are streaming somewhere where koalas are found, they might they should tell us about that. Obviously, very important. We're very concerned. The the other, if anyone has ever seen a spotted tail quoll, they're very lucky, and we'd really like to know where they saw it.
Wow. Do we know that they are in New South Wales?
Yes, that's the amazing thing. They are listed as vulnerable, but they're actually quite widespread. They're an incredible animal, about the size of a cat, kind of reddish in color with white spots. And they have very large home ranges, meaning that they have to cover a large area to get enough prey. And so the chances of seeing them are just very low for an individual scientist. But for citizen scientists or public, if we can just find one or two out there in your audience who's seen one, then we're a step ahead.
Well, if you are the lucky person who has seen a spotted quoll, then you need to do this survey. Absolutely. Tom, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. Best of luck with the survey. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That was Dr. Tom there. He was chatting to us about a really interesting survey that has gone live at the moment. It's from the New South Wales Office of Environment and Heritage. It is called the Community Wildlife Survey. We're going to pop a bunch of links on the podcast at the end of the show if you would like to get involved, which I highly recommend that you do.